I was born bold. Summer Breakfast. Top of the morning to you on Thursday, January 7, third test day. Finally,
Big day.
What are we, three and a half hours away from the first ball being sent down the SCG runway there, finally. And we can't wait for it. Sam Edmund and Nick Del Sando with you on a Thursday morning. Alan Jones, Formula One legend, will join us shortly as well, along with Jared Whateley, SEN Chief Sports Caller, to preview said third test. Can't wait for that. We're coming to you thanks to Blundstone Boots. Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blundstones for a chance to win 150,000 smackers. Time now for the conversation starter, Nick, for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals, and it's that time of the year. The time of the year where they want to spend more time in the midfield. They're the fittest they've ever been. They've come back stripped. They've come back lean. They've come back bigger. They've come back bulkier.
Best condition they've ever been in their lives. Running faster, lifting heavier weights. I love all this talk. I do. I really enjoy it.
But the question I have for you
is
that round one is slated, at this point anyway, to start March 18, as is custom, between Carlton and Richmond at the MCG. But being only yesterday the full list back into training is far later than normal. So is this the test case for what should be the norm? Should we – how much preseason do players need?
You raise a really good point.
If we go through this next couple of months fine and the season gets on and we don't have a tsunami of injuries – is this going to be the case going forward? And will the AFLPA push for this longer breaks – Less pre-season.
Let's look at this from multiple angles. So let's be the player first of all. If you are told that you can earn the exact same amount of money, yet you can have an extra 1 to 1.5, 2 months holiday at the end of each season, come back, and your responsibility is ultimately to come back in really good condition. If you're going to miss that December period, you're coming back Jan 5 or Jan 7, whatever the date may be, you and your responsibility as a professional athlete is to come back in condition ready to go, and maybe even above ready to go, that you have already hit the ground running by yourself. So I think most of the players, the majority of the players would say, yes, please. My job is to perform on weekends in the regular season and ultimately in finals. And that's what I'm going to get paid for. And I will do that. I'll do everything to the best of my ability. If you're a club, you would be extremely nervous.
Would you?
Because you're losing control. Now, I don't know where the ledger sits right at the moment about who has the most control. Do players have too much? Is it still the clubs? We speak about the trades and players doing almost whatever they want and going wherever they want. But if you're the clubs, you are losing more control of your playing group and you're relying on the view would also be the younger guys that just simply don't know what is required and how to prepare for a season.
But they can come back like they have done. Admittedly, only a couple of weeks ago they returned, the 1 to 4 year players. They can still come back pre-Christmas perhaps, but I'm talking about everyone else.
I like the older guys theory, and this has been happening in the past.
Unofficially it has.
Been happening in the past. So, I don't know, let's say 10 years ago when Geelong were going really well, and not that they're going really well or haven't been going really well, but there was a handful of senior players that were doing that were coming back after Christmas, but they were given extra time off. Didn't hinder their performance. I know Richmond had some senior players. I believe it was Nathan Brown, the great Nathan Brown that was cutting corners.
Alex Rance might have even had it written in, but he got special dispensation.
Richo, I reckon. Yep. Matty Richardson was coming back after Christmas. I know Nick Riewoldt, for different reasons, because he married someone from Texas. He was spending time away being able to see her family.
Should he have been allowed to do that? Because you told us that he had the worst skin folds at the club.
But what I
also, they trusted him on the
what I also said regarding Rui is once he knew that he could go to Texas and spend an extra month on holidays, he was coming back in the best nick of his life. He went the other way and he thought, if I don't do it right, then I'll never get this break again. But I will share a story going back to about 2005-ish, maybe six. Grant Thomas, and for those that like Grant Thomas, this will sit right in your wheelhouse. For those that think he was always a little bit different, then you'll understand this as well. He actually said going forward that our senior players at that time, and I was not in this category, could come back after Christmas. He felt going back 15 years ago that the preseason was far too long.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's, but is 3 months off too long for the players?
Well, possibly, but then the onus is on them. And that's where the tipping point will be. I think the only way to measure it possibly this year, and we've been forced into this situation, Sammy, is based on injuries. And it is a fact. If you do not have a solid preseason, if you do not tick off the majority, and I'm not saying 51%, I'm saying 90%, of your preseason and do everything you can do, you don't get through the season. You break down, your body doesn't last, your fitness fluctuates too much from week to week.
Okay, so we've
we're going to find out.
So January 6th they come back, March 18th's round one. Is that enough time? I mean, how much time is enough time? Surely that's enough.
I used to say this all the time.
This is what, 10 weeks?
Yeah, I was of the theory and the belief that that was a lot to prepare for a footy season. I think it should be enough. I honestly do. But what I think might be the happy median is somewhere in mid-December. But I can't wait to see how this year plays out regarding injuries.
Indeed.
I think that's the only way to measure it, because it won't be on performance. I think the game will always look similar.
We always get them though, don't we? Well, it feels like we're at around round six, round seven, round eight, we do get the story that there's a glut of injuries, what's going on. So, it's a watch this space.
The AFL also does a presentation or releases the numbers off the back of each year in regards to soft tissue. So I haven't seen that. I'm not sure if it's been released, but I would be interested to see even last year because it was so compromised.
A number of players spoke yesterday. Dane Zorko and Tom Jonas, though, were asked about this exact aspect of preseason, if you like. And Dane Zorko said the players had come back in great shape and that they can be trusted to do their own work prior to Christmas.
No surprises, the boys have come back in really good shape, and although it's a later start to the year, it's very obvious to me that the boys have looked after themselves really well on the break.
Is that a good sign of the maturity of the group, that you can be trusted to do the work even though you don't have the coaches cracking the whips?
Yeah, definitely. I think that also builds trust in the staff as well, that we're going to get our work done. And they certainly, I think if we can build trust within the staff, that then allows us to do more stuff as groups off-site, and they know the work's going to get done.
Dane Zorko there up in Brisbane. And I don't want to spoil your summer flies for later on, but he did go on to speak about Joe Danaher and the impression he's made.
Dane Zorko has.
Yes, very fit. Well, Joe Danaher looking magnificent.
But he can't say that he's come back in career best shape, because he hasn't been with him for the previous 5 or 7 years.
And his one cliche, he can't roll out. But I do love the questions. They are the same conversations each and every year, aren't they?
And it is. A message has just come off the text machine. This is so valid. How is it any different to working from home? A job is a job.
This is true.
So does it really matter where you get your work done? My only fear...
Does that mean you have to go for a 5K run while on Zoom, though?
Well, a lot of them are on their phones 24 hours a day anyway. It never comes out of their hands, so maybe they could do it. But I think that is a valid point. Do you get personal trainers? Do you have unofficial training sessions where if you are in Melbourne, for example, you can train as a group casually? I've mentioned this, and I stalk Dylan Shiel. So I see Dylan Shiel running around quite a bit, Sammy. I see guys from different clubs training together at Dendy Park that are doing running sessions. So I guess in some way it is happening. The extension would be they've got to do that for another month and probably come back in better condition than what they would normally. I just wonder whether they have been asked to come back and do better times than what they normally are, given that they're starting. They've been given the same amount of break off the grand final their last game, but they're actually starting, say, a month later.
That text about working from home, it's no different. Job is a job. It's not like they're left completely to their own devices, though, is it, over the break? They still have to send back data, do they not?
No, you are given a day-by-day training program.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not like you're completely out of reach.
You get about 2 weeks off, from my experience. You get about 2 weeks off after your last game to let your body completely recover. And then after having a few beers, you probably need that 2 weeks anyway. And then you get straight back into it and you build back up for that next 6 to 8 weeks.
And this year's different as well, or last year's different as well, because the players couldn't go overseas. So everyone is in Australia, sort of closer to home. David from Rosebud's text in. This might be one for you to keep an eye on, Dal, in terms of your summer flyers. Have a look at Tom McDonald's body. Regards, David.
We're getting a bit creepy, aren't we? I said I was going to stalk Isaac Heaney on Instagram yesterday, and I did.
Is he in contention for the Golden Rig?
Well,
he'd have to be.
He goes down as the self-nominated, because when you're putting that amount of pictures of yourself on social media with no top on, then I think that is a subtle self-nomination that you want to be in our summer flies and ultimately going for the Golden Rig Award.
In between dealing with termites, I did catch a photo of him yesterday on official day one of preseason up there at the Swans, looking in right like he was in contention for your Golden Rig Award.
I know we don't like to out people that haven't come back in great shape, but maybe we could just throw in a couple at the other end of the spectrum that have come back a little bit podgy.
I think maybe that's what David's getting at there. I was looking glass half full at that, but maybe he's coming at us from glass half empty perspective. Tom Jonas over at Port Adelaide, he was also asked, as I say, about coming back after Christmas and a bit later than usual.
Yeah, well, this is the first pre-season we've come back after Christmas, so it's a bit of a luxury and we've made the most of it, but there's an expectation that we come back basically ready to go, because it's only 5 or 6 weeks to a game. So personally, not a lot's changed for me. Always try and keep fit and healthy, and the body's pretty good. This stage last year, I'd only just started running anyway, so it's not a lot different. But judging by what I've seen out here today and what I heard post-Christmas from the young boys, I think we're going to give ourselves a great opportunity to start the year well.
Tom Jonas at Port Adelaide there, Dal. Before we get to a break, Chris has been waiting patiently on the Gold Coast. How are you doing there, Chris?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sammy and Dal. I just got a question for you, and just kind of, it's a bit random, but I was doing a little bit of a review yesterday of the Giants year. I'm not a Giants supporter, but I just like to go through them all. And I still can't believe, I know it was big news at the time, but how they managed to drop Stephen Coniglio for a do-or-die game against St Kilda, I think the second or third last round. Like, I know it was big news at the time, but when I'm looking back on it now, like, that's just pure craziness, isn't it?
Yeah, it was heavily spoken about, and as you mentioned, still being spoken about. I agree with you, Chris. I wasn't the message that it sent, you know, and often you only get dropped off, not only your form, particularly when you're someone as highly regarded as Coniglio is, but your effort. And I've rarely, if ever, seen Steve Coniglio not give 100% effort. So I was shocked. I didn't think it was great. Obviously, they towed the company line and said that it was, you know, he was going to go back and had a great attitude. Well, if it's based on attitude, then I wouldn't see how he'd ever be dropped anyway. I thought there was people that should have been dropped before him. That's my other case with Steve Coniglio. High character person. Actually came back and played some relatively good football after being dropped. Does that mean it was the right decision? I'm not sold on that just yet.
Hey, Chris, regardless of what you think of it, hopefully it will all be detailed in that Amazon documentary that's coming shortly as well. They were following Stephen Coniglio during the year, so they should have some unbelievably good material pertaining to that point in the season. Appreciate your call. We're in the midst of our conversation starter here, thanks to Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals. 1-300-736-736. The temper text, 0433-98-1116. Have we seen the light? Has pre-season just been too long, and the late finish to the season in light of COVID-19, is this the eye-opening moment where we just cut the pre-season back? It's way too long. This is all the time that the players need. Give us your thoughts on that, and plenty more footy chat still to come as preparations begin for season 2021 on the other side of this. Was the son of a preacher, man.